Are you tired of feeling stuck and uncertain about the next steps in your wellness journey? If you're looking for one place to nurture your body, mind, and spirit and grow your faith alongside others in a community of people on the same journey, you'll find it in our RW Plus Healthy and Whole membership. This membership is the heartbeat of what we do here at Revelation Wellness. You'll get access to over 600 RevWell TV workouts. We're bringing you live workouts, coaching calls, daily encouragement, and workshops. You'll learn practices that lead to the presence of God. And this is just the start. RW Plus is unlike any other membership out there. So, if you're ready to walk in the true freedom of Christ, come give your heart and bring your body too. We're in it with you, friend. Sign up for the RW Plus membership today by swiping up on the show notes. Hey, Revelation Wellness, thanks for pressing play today on a new Revving the Word with Alisa. She's getting your heart, mind, and body stirred up with a metabolic interval workout. So lace up your shoes and get moving your body. Donors, thank you for making episodes like this possible. Friends, please consider leaving us a rating, a review, or swipe up on the show notes to learn how to leave us a voice message. We love hearing from you and listen to every single message. Also, if our ministry has touched you in any way, we want to hear from you. Send us an email to testify@revelationwellness.org. Now, let's get to it.
Getting the playlist going in 3, 2, 1, play. Take a deep breath and inhale. Expand your belly. Exhale. Make it obnoxious. Do it again. Take a deep breath. Let your rib cage rise up and then exhale. Good morning, afternoon, or evening. I'm so glad you're here, and I'm back. A couple weeks off traveling. I'm Alisa Keaton, founder of Revelation Wellness, and it's my delight to be with you. And you've been in some good hands over the last couple of weeks with Aaron and Kara. How cool is that? Listen, it's the Spirit of God doing something here as we become the body of Christ. Take your place, beloved. Move in your body right now. Take your place in the body of Christ. God is in a good mood, and He's doing good things. And I know some of you are here and it feels difficult. Life feels difficult. I'm with you. So we're going to move our body and all the goodness that it contains. Remember, your body is the boundary line. Within the boundary of your body, you have jurisdiction, authority, the ability to subdue and take dominion over the thoughts, feelings, emotions that come against you. You can take authority. So before we can take authority, take a breath. Remember whose you are. And from there, you can remember who you are. You are a daughter of the King of the universe, a son of the King who created the entire universe. Let that bow your heart for a minute. So as we move our bodies, we're going to hear the Word of God. We've got a teaching text today. It's going to come after us, grab us by the heart. Do a little heart surgery. Anyone? I need it. I know we want to feel good, but in order to feel good, we got to get better. Welcome to training. So on a scale of 1 to 10 as you move your body, anything above a 5 in effort level is what we're doing today. 1 to 5 is you going about your daily life, just moving about, and we need a lot of that. We're very sedentary, but right now you're doing the good work of the harder thing, elevating your heart rate, getting the blood flow up, engaging your muscles actively, which engages your brain. And it is my hope, desire, and I want it to be your expectation that you're going to leave here strong in the Lord. So let's pray. God, as we move our bodies right now, we feel our breath increasing, the heat and our just underneath our skin elevating. Holy Spirit, come and activate in our life. Be the living force of God. We do this now to train in godliness, not to burn calories. So help us not turn this in to a spiritual pastime. This is training in godliness. Come and teach us, Holy Spirit. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Our teaching text today is from 1 Samuel 12, verse 20 to 22. It says this, "And Samuel said to the people, 'Do not be afraid. You have done all this evil. Yet do not turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. Do not turn aside after empty things that cannot profit or deliver, for they are empty. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you a people for himself.'" This is the word of the Lord. Heart rate up, your effort towards a 7. You're comfortably working. You could do a lot less and a little more. This is your comfortable work zone, moderate intensity. Just be there. 70% of your heart rate. Hold and breathe. Context. This passage is being read at the end of Samuel's life. Samuel is a priest for God's people, and he is reminding God's people of their continuous rebellion and turning from God. He's reminding them that it is God that you need. But instead, the people wanted a king, and Samuel warned them. He warned them about getting a king, but they didn't listen. They got their king in Saul. And Samuel is warning the people, although you have your king, don't forget God. If you rebel against God, then the Lord will be against your king. That was a few verses prior, verse 15. And then thunder and rain came, and the people of God had fear of God, awe and wonder. Hold. Do not turn aside after empty things that cannot profit or deliver. Let's just hold with that. Hold that in your hand. Hold it in your mind. Tattoo it on your heart. Do not turn aside after empty things that cannot profit or deliver, for they are empty. Friend, for 1 minute, push, increase, increase your effort, go. When you increase your effort, it requires a little more focus. Right now, think about your feet propelling you off of the earth. Widen your shoulders. Drop them out of your ears. Come on. Whatever 1 minute of more effort is, that's what you're doing. 20 more seconds. Turn aside after empty things. Pull back. 1 minute. Smile. So let's just confess that we pursue vain things. Oh gosh, Lord, have mercy on us, the sinner. Say that with me. Lord, have mercy. The world is noisy and swirly. And even my heart grieves because we can even see in Christianity right now the raising up of this idea that following Jesus means you get money and fame. Tear that down. Tear it down. Go 1 minute. It's empty, guys. So I ask this question today. What things in your life are you giving yourself to that add value to your life? Value. Right? The opposite of empty things that cannot profit or deliver would be the things that can add value. They line up with our mandate to multiply and increase good. Not gain, but good. Good is who God is. It's His heart. And He wants to increase it. And we have an enemy that wants to steal it. Pull back. Okay, friends. We're going to work today. Today I'm giving you some intervals because I want you to get metabolically challenged. You're doing it right if you don't want to do it. So we're going to take a couple minutes here, settle into a 7 or even a 6, nice and easy, another 90 seconds, and then we're going to move into a sequence of Tabatas. That means 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off, and we'll do that 8 times. And when we are on for 20 seconds, give it the best effort you got, friend. You have 1 more minute to enjoy the horizon. Look around. Look to the left. Look to the right. Smile. Keep your gaze wide, scanning your environment, looking for value. Value. Do not turn aside after empty things that cannot prosper. Samuel is warning the people. You guys are always turning aside. You like flashy, pretty things. You are easily distracted by the things of the world. And God is looking for a people. And he's pleased to make himself a people. Be his. That's the value. Ready? Go. 20 seconds. All out effort. You're all out. Whatever that means to you. Come on, have fun. Three, two, one, 10 seconds off. Woo! Come on, value, go. Push, all out. Friend, use your arms. Opposition. Relax 10 seconds. Don't just use your legs. Don't just use the obvious things. Your whole body. Move as a whole person. Go. 20 seconds. All out. Funk soul brother. Check it out now. The funk soul brother. Right about now. The funk soul brother. Check it out now. The funk soul brother. Right about now. Ten seconds off. As you move next time, repeat this. Do not turn aside following empty things. Go. Say it. Ten seconds off. Right? We just have to own how quick we are to turn aside. Turn aside. Go. Push. 20 seconds. Come on, don't let the music fool you. Go, go, go. Recover, 10 seconds. I know. Come on, you gotta be smiling. Go for the ride. Go. Do not turn aside. Do not turn aside. Follow the Lord. Focus. I don't know if you're getting it lately, but I'm bringing intensity. Off for 10 seconds. Y'all, we gotta bring some intensity. Looking for some athletes in the spirit. Go, go, 20 seconds. Three, two, one. 10 seconds off. Do not turn aside after empty things that cannot profit or deliver. Go. 20 seconds, all out. Ten seconds off. Friends, you got one more. Actually, you have two more. Come on, can you feel the heat? Go. 20 seconds, your best effort. Your best, don't be afraid, no fear. Focus. Listen, things of value, things of eternal value, they are not gonna come easily to you. They're not. 10 seconds off. Oh man, ending of this song. It's annoying, isn't it? Go. 20 seconds, go, come on. Just let it be the swirl of the world, the noise, a distraction. What are you investing in that is good? What are you investing in? And you're off. Woo! Recover. Nice and easy. So I asked that question. What are you giving your life to that adds value to your life? What is it? Come on. Get honest. Because it's connected to the reason you turn aside. So let's address turning aside. Right? God's people were made to be God's people. But they wanted a king. Why? Because they looked around and saw other nations that had a king. And meanwhile, they're putting their faith in this vapor-like God who's supposed to be the God of all gods, Yahweh, the one true God. And he had proven himself as so. There's a testimony of this God splitting the Red Sea, bringing manna from heaven, freeing his people from bondage from the Egyptians after 400 years of slavery. Come on. This is that same God, but the people forgot. Oh, and it's in our forgetting that we turn aside. We let our external circumstances dictate our internal compass. The things around us, bullying the Spirit of God in us, don't turn aside. The enemy plays a distraction game. Look over here. He did it in the garden as he slithered up. Actually, I don't know how he got there, because one of his curses was that he would have to crawl around on his belly the rest of his life. So it begs the question, was he always meant to slither? I don't know. I digress. But he comes up to Eve and tempts her. Look over here. Oh. Face like Flint, everyone. Distraction. It is possible now for you to live with constant input. Behavior health therapists and neuroscientists agree that we have an urgency for our health and well-being. And it's the fact that we now suffer from solitude deprivation, meaning there's never a time that we are alone with just our thoughts. It is possible now to always have input coming in. Woo! And it is wrecking not just our mental health and our physical health, making us more anxious, depressed, nervous, and worried, but it is keeping us from the God who whispers, the God who through Jesus we learned would draw away to the desolate place. Jesus was jealous for the desolate place, the lonely place, the place of solitude. Oh, we turn aside so easily. I want to challenge you before this episode's over. You know your day, how much input you give yourself to. When is there time in the day that's just silent for you? And you purposely turn your heart to God. Because that is what Samuel is saying. Don't turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. With all your heart. Listen, our God is an all your heart kind of God. An all your heart kind of king. Jesus says in Luke 14, verse 33, Therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. What? Friends, I'm not going to play with you anymore. The day is too short. We got to sharpen sobriety. Really taking account of the things we put value in or place our value in. Things we invest in. Are you investing in things that have compounding value or fleeting value? I'm going to let you be alone with that for a second. Sort through your day. What things do you invest to give your time and energy to that has compounding value, meaning multiplying, increasing in dividends, versus fleeting value? You can't take it with you kind of value. I'm concerned we are giving our life to vain things. Things that cannot hold value. It's like we're constantly pouring value into broken cisterns. Listen, some of you could say, well, isn't that true for my body, Elisa? Yeah, if you're trying to do this to hold on to beauty or youth, because that is fleeting. Hey, you want to know something? God grieves over our aging bodies. It wasn't supposed to be this way. It's the effect of living in a fallen world. But you know what that fall does? Makes us even more dependent upon a God who is eternally good and only gives compounding value to his people. He only knows good. He only is good. Don't turn aside. All right, friend, give me 1 minute. Push. Whatever you want to do for 1 minute. Yeah, I pray you drown in this presence, cause nothing really better. Know if you've been on the rock, you last through any weather. No summer plot on my fall, like caught him by surprise. You know your girl is the winner, I spring it to the light. Back. Well done. Do not turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. Do not turn aside after empty things that cannot profit or deliver, for they are empty. Thank you, Samuel. Y'all, the gospel's simple. We make it difficult. We know the things that are fleeting. It's connected to your anxiety and your depression. It's because we've made the wrong thing the point. Go for 20 seconds. Push. Go. Recover. 10 seconds. It's a turn aside issue, guys. And you know what? Even before it's a turn aside issue, It's a value issue. Go, push, 20 seconds, go. Recover. You only need two more of those, guys. Two more of your best effort. Go, push, 20 seconds. Repeat, do not turn aside. Ten seconds off, and then you're gonna do one more. And it's everything you got. This is so good for your metabolism, guys. Push, go, go. You did it. Finish however you want. It's less than a minute. Finish however you want. Well done. Good job. Let's cool down, recover, come back to a 5, 6, 7. Today we went from 7 to 10. We bounced around. Good job. Do not turn aside after empty things that cannot profit or deliver. Let's talk about profit, right? Your beingness has been created by God for good, to increase good. This is why you love it when you do something good for another and it feels good, or you watch somebody do something kind to another and it feels good. This is why you like going to movies where it ends good, right? Some of you don't. Some of you like the tension, but in our heart, this is why children's books end where the story is good. That makes sense to our Imago Dei, made in God's image, because God is good. So if we don't know our value, we will search after things that do not profit us. Empty things. Well, how do you know this, Elisa? Because Matthew 6:25, Jesus says this in his Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body and what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Right? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Why? Are you not of more value than they? There it is. Are you not of more value than they? This whole paragraph that we love, don't be anxious. Don't be anxious about your life. Philippians 4, right? Do not be anxious in anything, but in everything, right? Don't be anxious. Do not fear. Don't be anxious about your life. What is your life is like everything. Your life? Jesus, you don't want me to be anxious about my life yet. Don't be anxious about your life. And even what you will eat or what you will drink. Now remember, at this time, the Bible was written, food was scarce. Food was scarce. There were harvest seasons and there were winter seasons. Y'all, if you're living in America, food is not scarce. But see, the enemy, he lives in the extremes, getting us to worry when there's not enough, or getting us to worship the thing when we have more than enough. And we have more than enough, and so we walk around worshiping the thing that we think provides value, and in the end we know it doesn't, because when the physical health exam comes back, or our malaise, or our just feeling disconnected, not mentally clear and focused, we know We need to cut back on that good thing. Jesus says, is not life more than food and more than the body? Like, I value your life. God's like, I value your life. Don't be anxious about it. Are you not more valuable than the bird's life I take care of? That's what Jesus says. Look at the birds. God takes care of them. Are you not of more value? Friends, if we don't know and believe that we have value, that God loves us and cares for us, we will search after worthless things, things that cannot profit us. We turn aside. So, Elisa, what's the solution? I leave you with this today. First thing you got to do, you got to clean out some space. Create some space. Clean out. Back to, if there's constant input, you're always listening to someone or something, because why? You like the company. You're afraid of the silence. You're anxious about your life. We need more time in a secret place with the Lord where it is just you and Him. Clean some space out. Think of like a closet. It's just got too much in it. It's cluttered. Some of you need to look at your closets in your house. They often tell you the state of your soul. Clean out. Psalm 139, 23, 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there are any grievous way in me. Lead me in the way of everlasting. Y'all, you can't pray that prayer of health and well-being while there's tons of input coming in. You need a quiet moment. Sit your booty down. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any grievous way in me. Search me, clean me out, God. And then once you clean that space, God says, yeah, you're anxious about this. You don't like the silence. You don't like the waiting. The waiting makes you anxious, Elisa. Once He does that, once He cleans that out and shows you, like He removes the disease, the tumor, you're gonna need to fill that space. We create space that only the Lord can fill. And tend to that space that only the Lord can fill. Guard it. Live a fasted life. Fast from the speed of technology. This is why we have the Love Pace race coming, guys. There is a speed of love. And it's not cramming things into you, hoping it will profit you. Empty things, vain things. I just believe we are living in a time of takeaway, not add. Takeaway. Take away the vain things. Take away the things that cannot profit you. Turn yourself wholeheartedly to a God who says, you're my people. You're mine. For my name's sake, it pleases me to make you my people. Listen, friend, we aren't done. I want you to stop moving right now. Stop moving. Hold yourself 2 feet on the ground, palms open. Draw your shoulders back. And I want you just to be here and breathe in the silence for 1 minute. Go. Place your hands on your heart. Inhale. Exhale. First Samuel 12, verse 20. Do not be afraid. You have done all this evil. Yet do not turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. Do not turn aside after empty things that cannot profit or deliver, for they are empty. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you a people for himself. This is the word of the Lord. Go and live it today. Amen.